Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, the Apple Store has officially stopped selling the LG UltraFine 5K following the announcement and release of the Apple Studio display last week. It's unclear if LG will stop manufacturing this display altogether. As it stands right now, LG's UltraFine 5K is out of stock on the LG website, but it is currently available for purchase from Amazon. The Apple Studio display uses almost the exact same panel as what LG has shipped inside the UltraFine 5K for several years. It's also very comparable to what Apple sold inside the 27-inch iMac. One minor improvement over the panel is a higher 600 nits of brightness for the Studio display compared to 500 nits for the UltraFine. But of course, what makes the Studio display appealing compared to the UltraFine is Apple's focus on build quality and overall design. The display features an aluminum design and an aluminum stand with silver and black tones that pair nicely with the design of the Mac lineup. This is a notable upgrade compared to the LG UltraFine, which features an all-plastic design. The one area where the UltraFine did have a bit of a price advantage over Apple's offering is price. Until this week's removal, the UltraFine was available for $1,300. The Studio display starts at $1,600, and you'll have to pay an extra $400 for an adjustable stand, which is something the LG UltraFine includes by default. Again, it's unclear if the LG UltraFine 5K will be permanently discontinued or if it's just being removed from the Apple Store, but you'll still be able to buy it elsewhere. In other news today, after nearly 2 months of beta testing, iOS 15.4 and iPadOS 15.4 are now available for the general public. You can update your iPhone and iPad by going to the Settings application, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. One of the biggest changes in iOS 15.4 is support for using Face ID while wearing a mask. Apple explains that it's scanning the unique features around the eye area to authenticate you with Face ID while wearing a face mask. After you complete the iOS 15.4 installation process, you'll be guided through a new setup experience for using Face ID with a mask. Apple does point out that Face ID is most accurate when it's used for full face recognition only, but despite this limitation, it's still giving you the option of using Face ID with a mask anyway. This new Face ID feature is available on the iPhone 12 and iPhone 13 lineups, so if you have an older Face ID-capable iPhone, you unfortunately won't be able to use the new Face ID with a mask feature. Meanwhile, first announced way back at last year's WWDC, iPadOS 15.4 and macOS 12.3 officially bring support for the long-awaited Universal Control feature. Universal Control lets you control multiple iPads and Macs using a single mouse, keyboard, and trackpad. You can move the cursor and keyboard seamlessly between the devices, and iCloud infers the positioning based on your cursor activity. The feature works between multiple different Mac and iPad devices, but at least one Mac is required. This means you can't use Universal Control between multiple different iPads, but no Mac. We've got a closer look at how this works in the show notes below. Another change in iOS 15.4 is the addition of the new API to enable the Tap to Pay on iPhone feature that turns your iPhone into a contactless payment terminal. This feature was announced last month, and once supported, third-party applications will allow businesses to use iPhones to accept contactless payments using NFC, Apple Pay, and more. So once companies like Stripe and Shopify roll out support for this feature to their merchant applications on iOS, you'll be able to complete purchases from small businesses by simply tapping your iPhone on the back of another iPhone, essentially taking the Apple Pay experience and moving it out of a dedicated payment terminal into the iPhone itself. iOS 15.4 includes a variety of other new features, including support for adding notes to keychain passwords, some interface tweaks and SharePlay improvements, over 37 new emoji, and much more. We've got the full details on iOS 15.4, watchOS 8.5, and all of Apple's latest software updates at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, 9to5Mac has learned additional new details about the iPhone 14 lineup. According to our sources, the new iPhone 14 will be available in 6.1-inch and 6.7-inch versions, and the current 5.4-inch iPhone mini form factor will be discontinued. These mid-range phones will have the same display resolution as the current iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max, but the displays on the flagship iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max may be slightly taller to accommodate this new notch plus pill design that we've reported on in the past. This essentially means you'll have slightly more vertical screen real estate because of the removal of the notch. It's unclear how or if Apple plans to take advantage of this additional screen real estate, but theoretically it could be used for adding the battery percentage back to the status bar. 9to5Mac sources have also confirmed that there will be two iPhone 14 models based on the A15 chip and two iPhone models based on the A16 chip. And finally, sources tell us that Apple is still working on its rumored satellite communication features for iPhone. This is something that was first reported last year ahead of the announcement of the iPhone 13, with reports from Bloomberg indicating that the feature would allow iPhone users to send text messages when out of range of a cellular network using satellite technology. While it's still unclear whether this feature will be available in time for the iPhone 14 lineup, it is something that Apple continues to work on and that could launch sooner rather than later. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.